Less than a day after the space shuttle Columbia came apart in the upper atmosphere, NASA officials seem close to finding an explanation. Perhaps something as simple as a piece of foam striking the shuttle's left wing during its launch. Since then, a quick and simple answer has appeared less and less likely. NPR's John Hamilton reports on how the investigation has changed in the past week and where investigators are looking for clues.
Daily press briefings on the shuttle have been punctuated by talk about debris, probably a piece of insulating foam, that came off the fuel tank as the shuttle took off. NASA officials acknowledged right away that the debris deserved another careful examination. By midweek, they said that the analysis done during the mission seemed to hold up. At least two reports done while Columbia was in orbit concluded the debris didn't cause significant damage. Now, some scientists say they're not so sure. One is Paul Fischbeck, an engineer at Carnegie Mellon University. He has studied the effects that launch debris had on earlier shuttle flights and says there are reasons to worry.
The damage that was being done by insulation and foam coming off the external tank was, in some cases, significant. And to have a piece of that size come off and to declare relatively quickly that it wasn't a problem just seemed a bit hasty.
Fischbeck says the reports, which used computer models and were done for NASA by Boeing, make a lot of assumptions. That the debris contained foam but no ice. That the debris struck only a glancing blow. And that it did not strike the ship's most vulnerable areas. Fischbeck says he's concerned about that last assumption because one of the reports acknowledges large uncertainty about where the debris hit.
Somewhere towards the outer edge of the wing, where there are no critical subsystems, that's a very different problem than hitting, for instance, closer to the wheel well where there are, in fact, critical systems. The leading edge of the wing also gets extremely hot on reentry, and this is some of the concerns that if that's dinged or dented in some significant fashion, that could, in fact, lead to problems.
Ron Dittamore, who manages the shuttle program for NASA, spent much of the week patiently answering questions about the debris and what risk it posed. But on Friday, he had this reaction to a request for details about meetings held during the shuttle's flight to discuss possible damage from the debris.
Don't get locked into how long we talked about it at a particular meeting. That's irrelevant. What's important is, did we discuss the topic? Were we knowledgeable about the topic? Did we talk to the right technical experts? Did we complete the appropriate analysis? Did we agree on the results? And in this case, that process was followed.
Even so, Dittamore says NASA is still considering whether foam from the fuel tank could be a factor.
It is our intention to test the foam and impact to a tile, so we're not going to let it lay aside. We're not going to ignore it. We're going to be proactive and prove that by data and evidence that it either was or was not a player.
Evidence could eventually come from the hundreds of pieces of the shuttle that have been found in Texas and Louisiana. But a quicker answer may emerge from 32 seconds of data sent by the shuttle after voice communications failed. The data is garbled and incomplete, but Donna Shirley, who once managed NASA's Mars exploration program at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory, says it could contain important information.
Things like temperature readings and power settings and things that tell how much something has moved, things that would tell you the attitude of the spacecraft and so on.
Shirley, now at the University of Oklahoma, says even if NASA deciphers only a half second of information, it could help show what caused the Columbia to break apart.
If in that half second the temperature went up to 1,000 degrees, hey, that's a data point you want to know about. Or if the shuttle was suddenly upside down, or if the wing, you know, if you lost all telemetry from the left wing might give you a clue that it had just fallen off.
New information about debris or data from the shuttle may not come as quickly as it has in the past week. NASA officials, who went to great lengths to be open, have turned over the investigation to an external board. At least one member of that board has suggested it will be less forthcoming than the space agency. John Hamilton, NPR News, Washington.